What are local officials most concerned about when it comes to the logistics of managing the expected influx of sightseers? Much of that falls to law enforcement, and much of that falls to Hancock County Sheriff Michael Heldman, who is with us in the studio this morning. And Mike, I know you're going to be retiring soon. Is this like driving you out? Is this like the final?
No, it's not driving me out, but it's maybe my biggest.
This is
last biggest thing. I can hope anyway. This is the last biggest thing that's going to happen.
Absolutely. We were just talking a little bit before we went on the air. Some of the biggest challenges here is in the unknown. I mean, when we have, you know, a big snow event or a flood or whatever, we've been through those before. We kind of know what to expect. Mm-hmm. This is something totally different.
The totally unknown, and this is what we've been talking about. In fact, the original committee was started by Lee Swisher, our EMA director for Hancock County, mm-hmm. 2 years ago. And they started meeting periodically, and I got more involved in the last year going to the meetings and, you know, updates and everything. And one of the first predictions was that that Forest, Ohio was going to be the epicenter.
Yeah.
And right. So there was a driving force that all this was going to happen and bring all these thousands and thousands of people to Hardin, Wyandotte, and Hancock County. Mm-hmm. And so everybody was trying to plan, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this surge of people? And so now Forest is not what is called the epicenter, apparently. It's going more toward the Lorain, Avon Lake area, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we've heard.
So, and because nobody has really experienced this before, we don't know exactly how many people. We can get an idea of how many people.
Right.
I was just over the weekend looking at like Airbnb and mm-hmm. Priceline, Kayak, all of those to see what kind of accommodations are available. And they're getting to be slim pickings. So we know that people are booking rooms.
Yes, people are coming.
And people are coming.
You know, there's the health department is working with different organizations around the community. You know, wanting to set up campsites for the weekend, Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday, maybe Monday. And so we're all trying to figure out, where are these people going to be? How many people will there be?
Mm-hmm.
My biggest concern is that people get out on the interstate, get out on State Route 15, State Route 30, being four-lane highway, and it gets to be that 3 o'clock magic hour,
mm-hmm.
and it starts getting a little bit darker, and people are going to just stop.
Yeah.
And we don't want people to stop. We want them, if they're traveling through, keep moving. And you know, some people aren't going to care.
Right.
But there's going to be a tremendous amount of people that, as you and I talked prior to going on the air, there are people that go to these functions.
Right. Yeah.
And we've been told from people we've talked to that, you know, that one guy traveled 1 mile, but took him 8 hours going out of traffic. This is after the event.
Because this is, you know, obviously a city that is engineered and designed for a certain number of people who live here. And you're talking about bringing in potentially, you know,
twice or
more the amount of people on the same roads and all of that. So I know one of the things that's being recommended is for people who live here to kind of stay at home, or, you know, gather in small groups in your neighborhood. Yeah, that kind of thing.
That is what we've been talking about. And limit to travel that day. Be prepared for the weekend. Stay at home if you can. A lot of business and industry are talking about shutting down or mm-hmm. cutting back less operation. Schools have closed, I believe. And
right.
So, you know, that's going to help, but again, there are certain people that have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your people for the hospital, medical people.
Right.
Those people have to be working. We have to be working. So there's going to be a number of people that have to be out and about.
And I know that's part of the concern as well, being able to respond to emergency situations. If you have a medical issue,
a fire,
whatever it might happen to be, being able for emergency crews to get through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have to be worrying about, you know, 6, 8, 12 inches of snow on the ground or hopefully not. I've seen it on April the 8th.
Yeah, I was going to say April the 8th.
I mean, I remember April the 8th, 1965, when the tornado went through.
Right.
And we don't want that.
Yeah.
So it's, there's all kinds of weather can happen at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, you know, we've all seen measurable snow on that day. So
right.
it could be a beautiful day. It could be a crappy day.
Right. Right. I guess the upside is that in this type of a situation, as opposed to a snowstorm or a flood or something like that, you never know when that's going to happen.
Right.
We know that this is going to happen on a specific day. So it does, in that regard, make it a little bit easier to plan, does it not? In a certain sense?
I don't
Knowing
know.
Knowing that you've got, you know.
You know, we've got, I think if we knew a little more, again, like you said before, we've handled the blizzards, we've handled the tornadoes, we've handled all these things, and we know, and the floods, we know how to react.
Yeah.
But this, we don't know. This is the unknown.
Yeah.
This is the real unknown that we don't know how many people will be here.
There's also a bit of, I don't want to say competing interests, but obviously your concern is minimizing people moving about.
Right.
Then there is the idea of we want to welcome these people in.
Absolutely.
Because of the economic impact that it's
right.
going to have on the community. So it's a balancing act in that respect.
Exactly. And, you know, you talk about the people, we want to welcome them in. And so your restaurants, your
right.
gas stations, and all these people is coming in to take care of these people, mm-hmm. the hotels, motels. We got to be prepared for all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to take some planning on their part. If they don't show up, these people are losing money.
Right.
And so it's a, and right now, as you said, I believe that the reservations are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So their people are going to be here.
Yeah.
And what events are we going to be having?
Yeah. So much of that still remains to be hashed out in the 9 weeks between
right.
now and then.
Right.
So this is very much a work in progress.
Absolutely. The committee has been meeting and will probably be meeting more often for the next few weeks and trying to hear what everybody is doing. I think one of the big concerns also has been, as I mentioned, the health department's working. We want to make sure if people come here and they're in a campsite or whatever, we'll make sure they leave here healthy and safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another thing, and we've been talking about it internally as well. You know, what are going to be the pinch points, the pressure points?
Right.
And one of them would be, and this is logical, what happens at 3:30 the afternoon of the 8th when everybody is ready to leave? Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been to the fairgrounds when
uh-huh.
the fireworks lets out
uh-huh.
or the
Correct.
End of the Halloween parade
Correct.
Or, you know, any of those things, and imagining all of those things letting out at once.
And the Balloon Fest.
Balloon Fest,
that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's, you know, any of these.
That is going to be the problem, and that is what people are going to have to realize. If they leave their home and go somewhere to view this,
mm-hmm.
how are you getting home, and
yeah.
how fast is it going to, or how long will it take you?
Yeah.
It will take some time, no doubt.
Yeah.
Years ago, we had a fireworks display out at the reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got in there just fine.
Right. Because they don't all come in at the same time.
No.
But everybody leaves at the same time.
And it was a real problem because people were parked double lane on the roadways.
Right.
And you had to wait.
Yeah.
And people weren't happy.
Yeah.
So you have to. People are going to have patience that day.
That's and I would imagine that's one of the biggest concerns for you, and one of the reasons why, as we said at the outset, some of the advice is to kind of stay within your own neighborhood,
correct?
And that kind of thing. Not wanting to poo-poo this or
discourage
people
no.
from enjoying what is a very rare event for our area.
It's a once in a lifetime event,
yeah,
for us,
but. Planning out all of those other things.
Unless you're one of those that you know that travel.
Yeah, I know people who do that, and it is big. So, yeah, like everybody, we've been trying to kind of gauge what are we in for here. So we'll be talking a lot more about this over the next 9 weeks as we count down to it, but we want to definitely start letting people know this is what we're thinking, this is what officials are planning for, and as you
right.
were saying, it basically is planning for the worst and hoping for the best.
Absolutely.
With everything.
And I hope and pray that we will have the best and everybody will enjoy the event.
Yeah. Again, Hancock County Sheriff Michael Heldman with us this morning talking about the pre-eclipse planning going on in the community right now. Mike, thanks very much for dropping by.
Thank you.